Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zavar is here, too. I'm glad Jeff is back. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 15 years. He's been joining us on a regular basis to talk to us about things that are going on out there where the rubber meets the road on Main Street, maybe even down on Maple Lane or wherever home-based businesses hang out. Jeffrey Zavar, welcome back to the show.
Ours is along 98th Way, that 98th glorious, Way, yeah. Quaint little drive in South Florida.
And he's an award-winning journalist, folks, and the author of a number of books on how to operate your business on a very small scale, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How. Jeff, thanks again.
Great to be with you.
One of the things that every small business has to deal with is the rotation and the attrition of customers.
Right.
As I've reminded small business owners for so many years now, that one of the reasons why you don't get into a price war is because you should be charging people enough to stay and keep you in business. And how you do that is you find the people who are willing to pay for your special sauce, who
right.
pay a little extra for the privilege. In fact, if you handle it right, of doing business with you, you don't have to have the world come to your door like Walmart does.
Right.
Maybe you only need 6 customers.
Right.
Depending on what you do, maybe you only need 60 or 160. But the main thing is you don't have to have a lot of them. But the smaller you are, and the fewer the customers, when you lose one, it's a bigger hit, isn't it?
It becomes painful, and it's the vexing reality of especially of the micro business, but any consultant of almost any side, as long as you're not sort of Anderson Consulting or whatever the case may be, or whatever they are these days.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're a small business, you try to find that sweet spot where you get enough work to keep you busy, not too much to overwhelm you, and so that everyone suffers, including yourself, and not enough so that you're struggling, you're out there, foraging for new work while you're trying to deliver the work you have. So, it's a constant struggle, but sometimes you do get those customers that come along, and while they've either been good or you didn't realize at the time, they become a challenge.
Well, yeah, and especially if you've only got a few customers, and then all of a sudden one of them, or maybe immediately, well, a new one becomes a customer that's a lot more maintenance than you thought they were going to be. That happens. In fact, you can almost count on at least one of your small group of customers being that in that category.
I had an interesting experience for many, many years. I had a customer who was reliable. He was a slow pay, but he was a reliable slow pay.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew it was there. And so we ratcheted up fees just a little bit.
But he was your slow payer.
But he was my slow payer, dagnabbit. And I knew it. I could count the lunar cycles when that would come and take, 8 or 10 or
yeah.
something like that. But I would get my money. But the point was, it started well, but he was always, looking for a little extra, wanting a little more, and it scaled and it scoped to the point where it just became a very difficult situation. The chemistry was good, but the demands were outpacing, and it became
mm-hmm.
both vexing on my spirit. I've used vexing twice in this conversation. Vexing on my spirit, and it became a sap on my capabilities
mm-hmm.
because there'd be these little things across over the transom that needed doing. And it was tough to balance that type of customer where I'd already maxed out really what I could be charging him, reasonably.
Oh, you couldn't really. Well, how's that? I mean, who says that? Where's that written down?
Well, it's not written in stone.
See, that's the point I make.
Your columns.
That's the point I make is you should never have a customer from hell. You should charge them. And somebody complained to me, somebody pushed back on me and said, well, you should just fire those people. I said, that's how you fire them. You don't say you're fired. You raise their prices.
You raise their prices, and then they make the decision. Mm-hmm. And they made the decision, so it's not like you shut the door. Mm-hmm. And they may come back at some point down the road and say, Jim or Jeff, you know what, I need your service. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about price. And then your price remains what it was, you know, as far as you're ratcheting it up in order to what we might call hazard duty pay.
Well, you know, even if this guy wasn't difficult to deal with, if he's slow pay, you should charge for that. That's the cost of your money.
Right.
Time
right.
value, time money has value over time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but long story short, we parted company mm-hmm. over the past, and it was one of those customers that I think everybody has one, that when they parted ways, it was a sigh of relief.
I lost a big corporate customer a while back as one of our sponsors, and I told somebody, said, well, what about that? I said, well, I miss the business, but I don't miss them.
Right, right. They challenge you. They you know, you never know what's coming across, but it's mm-hmm. always going to come out of your hide,
mm-hmm.
whatever
yeah.
it is. Whether it's emotion, whether it's time, they probably already had a fee, you know, a retained fee that they were paying, and they mm-hmm. let's get a little bit more. They get used to it.
Here's the problem though, Jeff. As a small business, you feel very vulnerable. You're glad to get the business. You need the cash flow.
Yep.
And it's so hard. I mean, it's easy for you and me after 25 years with sort of established to be cavalier about this. But I promise you, 20 years ago, 23 years ago, you and I would have been less cavalier about this. And so, folks, don't if you're in that non-cavalier mode, don't think Jeff and I don't know about that. It's just that you once you get established. I mean, until you get established, you gotta take a lot of crap. You got to take a lot of nonsense, a lot of abuse. You just have to do it. I mean, that's all there is to it, isn't it, Jeff?
Absolutely.
But once you get a little bit farther down the road, and you're never going to be independent because you're a small business owner. But you have to get to the point where you just say, you know what, life's too short. If somebody's going to require this of me, then I'm going to make them pay for that.
Right. And I think that what we're talking about, what you're alluding to, is there's both a confidence and a realism that comes from experience. When I was young, I charged less to try and get more work. I didn't want to scare people off.
Mm-hmm.
But as you get older, you charge more, you stick to your guns, and you realize, I'm going to lose this client,
and
there will be more.
And you're worth it.
And you're worth it.
See, that's
absolutely
the other thing, folks. When you're pricing your product, don't undervalue yourself. That's the main thing, because there is a price point. There is a price point factor in whether people think you're any good or not.
Right.
Right?
Right.
If
absolutely.
You're that cheap, how could you be any good, right? If that's
right,
what
absolutely.
People could say. We got some more things to talk about with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, chiefhomeofficer.com, right, Jeff?
Absolutely. It's
check
the best place to catch me.
Check him out there and all of his books and all the other things that he does. He and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.